don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have a breaking news story right out of the box this morning. Former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach posted on his Twitter X account just an hour ago. A very good start to his day. This is going to be groundbreaking. This is going to make national headlines. This is going to be absolutely a national story coming from Michigan. Breaking. Very nice way to start my day. The Department of Justice has issued a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State asking for the following information. Number one, a list of election officials responsible for qualified voter file maintenance. Number two, documentation of the list of maintenance actions on the QVF file system. Number three, statewide voter registration list data. Number four, key list maintenance metrics. Number five, unique voter ID practices. Number six, ineligible voter identification and removals from the qualified voter files. All information due by the end of this month. Well, Patrick opines very simply that the number one item, list of election officials responsible for qualified voter file maintenance, is going to be converted into an indictment based on everything that me and my fellow meddling kids and I have discovered regarding Michigan qualified voter files, parentheses, voting histories being changed every month, dead voters voting, greater than 350,000 fewer voters in the 2020 election than we had ballots cast for. What he's basically saying, according to qualified voter list, we did not have 350,000 voters on the qualified voter files that actually cast ballots in the 2020 election. He says this is shaping up to be a splendid fall, and not just because of football season. Folks, Pam Bondi has issued a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, basically saying, you have to give us the stuff before the end of this month. Well, today is July 24th. Next Friday is August 1st. She's got basically 1 week from today. 1 week from today to provide this information. And when she provides this information, this is going to absolutely lead to indictments. I'm going to get into the actual document request issued by the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this breaking news day. Per a post on Twitter, X account from former Senator Patrick Kobach, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has been served a letter from the U.S. Department of Justice demanding a list of items to be provided before the end of this month. Basically, a week from today. Dated July 21st, but served this morning by mail and email to the Honorable Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, 430 West Elegant Street, Richard H. Austin Building, 4th floor, Lansing, Michigan, 48918, at the email address secretary@michigan.gov. Dear Secretary of State Benson, we write to you as the chief election official for the state of Michigan to request information regarding the state's procedures for complying with the statewide voter registration list maintenance provisions of the National Voter Registration Act, referred to as the NVRA, 52 USC code 20501, and the voter verification requirements of the Help America Vote Act of 2002, known as HAVA, H-A-V-A, 52 USC code 20901. Please provide a list of the election officials who are responsible for implementing Michigan's general program of voter registration list maintenance from November of 2022 through the receipt of this letter, including those responsible officials not employed by your office, such as local election officials who are also involved in that effort. Please also provide a description of the steps that you have taken and when those steps were taken to ensure that the state's list maintenance program has been properly carried out in full compliance with the National Voter Registration Act. Please include both the actions taken by Michigan officials as well as local election officials. The National Voter Registration Act requires each state and the District of Columbia to make available for inspection, quote, all records concerning the implementation of programs and activities conducted for the purpose of ensuring the accuracy and currency of official list of eligible voters, end quote. 52 USC code 20507 IL, as well as Section 11 of the National Voter Registration Act, authorizes the Attorney General to bring NVRA enforcement actions. See Section 52 USC Code 20510. Pursuant to 20507I of the National Voter Registration Act, the Attorney General requests that you produce the inspection for the following records: the current electronic copy of Michigan's computerized statewide voter registration list, as required by Section 303A of HAVA. Please include all fields contained within the list. Please produce each list in spreadsheet and delimited text file format. Please specify what delimiter is used, if applicable, or provide a file layout along with a database user manual, coding list, and other materials that define or explain how a voter record is coded into the statewide voter registration list and reported in the electronic copy of the statewide voter registration list and maintenance file. Folks, this is a three-page letter. Step by step, by step, by step, everything that Patrick Kobach posted in his Twitter X account. This has been signed by Michael Gates, Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division of the United States Justice Department. Copying on it was Maureen Reardon, Acting Chief, Voting Section, Civil Rights Division, and was also copied to Jonathan Brader, Director of Bureau of Elections, at the same address with Jocelyn Benson. So this not only went to the Secretary of State, this went to the director. The director of Michigan's elections. You got to understand something, folks. This is going to lead to indictments. Jocelyn Benson, being so smart because she's an attorney, thinking that she could do basically anything she wanted to do with our elections and that nobody was going to stop her. Well, guess what? That was the case with Joe Biden in the Oval Office. But guess what? There's a new sheriff in town. His name, Donald J. Trump. The attorney general is no longer Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's pick to be a Supreme Court justice. The new attorney general is Pam Bondi. What you're going to be looking at here, folks, very simply, the fact that this process is going to be the beginning to the end of Jocelyn Benson's political career. As a matter of fact, I'm going to predict right here and now, based on this list alone, that she is going to be required to produce in 1 week. No games. You've got 7 days. We want this stuff and we want it now. She won't even have time to manipulate it. When she provides this information, the investigation is fully carried out. And I believe an indictment from a grand jury will be issued against our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. She will be facing a criminal trial. She will be taken out of consideration to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Her campaign, the front runner for the Democrat Party, it's over. Garland Gilchrist, lieutenant governor, who isn't even raising any money, not to be seen basically anywhere, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson will probably be the two candidates running for their Democratic nomination, unless some other Democrat steps up and decides to run for it, now that Jocelyn Benson will basically be removed. And also, now brings in a very interesting dynamic because fellow Democrat Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, who did not want to run against Benson in the Democrat primary, has announced he's running as an independent. Is it possible that Duggan might be able to change his party affiliation and run as a Democrat, which he is? Or to continue this lie, this facade that he's an independent? With Benson out, does he try to run as a Democrat? This has all kinds of political ramifications heading into next year's midterm election. And that one of the components to this, folks, is voter history. I got a very simple question. You guys all vote. Most of you that listen to this show vote every election. I know that because you're patriots, you do your civic duty, and you vote every single election here in the state of Michigan. That history of your voting record should never change. It's a history of your voting record. Did you vote in person? Did you vote early? Did you vote absentee? What was the date that you cast your ballot? What elections did you participate in? That is your bank account storage of your voting history here in the state of Michigan. It cannot change what you did, how you voted, when you voted, is a matter of record. It's called a voter history. Well, many of these folks working with Patrick Kobach and others, Braden Jacobazzi, who's been on this show, Tim Vetter, Dr. Phil O'Halloran, Lori Skibo, these folks from the 9th Congressional District, and many others, Patrice Johnson, the list goes on and on and on of all the patriots that have been following election integrity since 2020 election. Well, they, in their research, went down to Lansing and testified that our voter histories, your and mine, and many others around the state of Michigan, have been changing every single month. What? What'd you just say? Our voter histories have been changing every single month. Certain people have been removed. Certain people have been added. Certain people have been moved from one county to another county. Your voting history has been manipulated by this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and or Jonathan Brader, the elections director, Eric, some group, somebody, somehow has got access to our voter histories, and they are manipulating them. They've been doing it. They've been doing it, folks, since the 2020 election. They did it in 2022. They did it in 2024. And they are planning on doing it in 2026. Unless indictments are brought against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her election director, Jonathan Brader. This is a breaking huge news story in Michigan. This is going to end up being national headlines. I can see this on Sean Hannity's show. I can see Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters. I can see Brett Baer. I can see everybody at Fox News going to be covering this story. At the same time, we've got a huge national thing breaking over President Barack Hussein Obama, James Clapper, John Brennan, and James Comey. Tulsi Gabbard gave a press conference yesterday. Caroline Leavitt teed her up, and she hit it out of the park. We've got so much to get to today. This is going to be unbelievable. Well, joining us in the next segment, Dr. Phil O'Halloran and Lori Skibo of the 9th Congressional District, working with Braden Jacobazzi and Tim Vetter. We're going to be talking about voter histories. Your voting history. My voting history. People from across the entire state of Michigan. The record of how we voted, when we voted, where we voted, being manipulated by this Secretary of State and others. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.